Chapter 4. Across the river from Cincinnati, Ohio, is Newport, Kentucky. Parker took the bus over and walked to Whore Row. Cincinnati is a clean town, so the Cincinnati citizens, in search of action, go across the river to Newport, which is a dirty town. Parker wandered around, walking up and down the streets, looking. It was 11:30 at night when he got to Newport, and nearly 2 in the morning before he found what he was looking for. Ahead of him, a weaving drunk fumbled with his car keys, trying to get into a car with Ohio plates. The car was a Ford, cream-colored, 2 years old. Except for Parker and the drunk, the block was empty and deserted. Parker came along, arms swinging loose at his sides, and when he was alongside the drunk, he turned and chopped him in the kidney. That made it impossible for the drunk to cry out. Parker turned him and clipped him, and caught the car keys as they fell from the drunk's hand. The drunk hit the pavement, and Parker unlocked the car door, slid behind the wheel, and drove away. He took the bridge back across the river to Cincinnati and parked near the railroad depot. He went into the depot and got the suitcase and typewriter case from the locker where he'd stashed them. Then he went back to the car and drove north through town and out the other side and headed northeast on 22 toward Pittsburgh. It was now 3:00 Thursday morning. He had till Monday night to get to New Jersey and look the situation over for himself. If the setup looked as promising as Skim had made it sound, fine. Otherwise, Skim would have a long wait at the Green Rose. Parker covered the 300 miles between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh in under 7 hours, crossing into Pennsylvania at Weirden a little after 9. He circled Pittsburgh, not wanting to go through town, and when he got back to 22 on the other side, it was after 10. He slowed down then, looking for a motel. When he found one, he stopped. He slept most of the day, getting up at 6:45. He took a shower and shaved and dressed, and then opened the typewriter case on the bed. He counted out $3,000, then closed the typewriter case again. He needed money badly, so he decided to...